Hello, and welcome to a weekly dive into California's most pressing water issues. I'm Laura Ramos, Interim Director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State, and I'm thrilled to kick off our brand new partnership with KMJ's AgReport. On a weekly basis, we'll explore the challenges and solutions shaping the future of our water resources, one story at a time. Water is life, especially here in California, where every drop fuels our farms, our cities, and our natural landscapes. But as we face ongoing droughts, climate change, and compelling demands, managing this precious resource has never been more critical or complex. That's why this series will focus on the background information on key topics, innovative ideas, policies, and partnerships transforming how we approach water. Each week, we'll take you on a journey from the Delta marshlands to the arid farmland of the Central Valley, exploring themes like groundwater recharge, drought resilience, habitat restoration, and community-led water solutions. Along the way, we'll meet the researchers, policymakers, and local heroes working tirelessly to secure California's water future. To kick off the series, I want to provide a preview of next week's segment. As California's water needs grow more complex, something fascinating is happening. The lines between surface water and groundwater rights are starting to blur. Traditionally, surface water rights and groundwater rights have been treated as a separate system, each with its own rules and priorities. But as we ramp up efforts like groundwater recharge, flood mitigation, and innovative projects like FloodMar, those distinctions are getting harder to define. These activities highlight the interconnectedness of our water system and the need to rethink how we manage them. In today's rapidly changing world, understanding water is everyone's responsibility. Whether you're a farmer, a city planner, or someone who simply enjoys a long shower, this series is for you. So join me every week where we'll unpack the science, history, and policies shaping our watershed. Together, we'll discover how collaboration, innovation, and a deep respect for nature can lead us to a more sustainable future. That's all for today's introduction. Stay tuned next week as we dive into our first topic, the history of California water rights and how they still impact us today. Until then, take care and remember, water connects us all.